This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Now, Macca, I've got to ask you a question. We were talking before to Dennis Altman about diaries and keeping a record of your life. And you've talked on Saturday Magazine before about the book that you have started but not yet completed. Does that not give you a little bit of inspiration to go back to that project and keep it going?
Look, it's actually, it's up to the end of last year. It's called Macca Here. And it's basically about my, is it 10 or 12 years as a journalist and my 12 years working for Mercedes-Benz, but in the car industry and the people, the politics, not just in the car industry. It does go back to periods before that, you know, as a reference point, people that are mentioned in it. It's really... Look, it will be published. It may be published after I die, so people don't... people can come and wee on the grave rather than put my head on a stick.
I say that, though, because I think you've got another one in you. So my
anyone I know?
You should be so lucky. My challenge to you is the fact that you get this one off the ground. Getting the first one done is a complicated process. Get it out the way, because I think as you go through the next sort of 5 years or so, there's going to be another one in there.
Yeah. Look, the diary, I don't share the diary with anyone.
At the moment?
Look, when I die, the hard copies of the diary will go to my partner. And what he chooses to do with them, he might want to give them to the archives, he might want to use them to keep the door open, you know, for Patch to stand on and look out the window from a higher position, who knows?
So he hasn't even read it?
No, nor my previous partner, nor the one before that.
Mine like that, though. I've not let my partner see any of that
stuff.
It's
a very deeply personal record of my life and people and things I've done, things I'm proud of, things I'm not proud of. But it informs me. So in terms of writing another book, I don't know what I'd write about. I find it valuable because it gives me a reference point back, as I was saying, you know, to Dennis. You know, you wonder sometimes and your memory, you know, plays tricks on you sometimes. Why did I do that or why did I make that decision? Well, I go back to the diary, you know, to August 12, you know, 2006 or something, right? Oh, no, that's when I was elected to the board. and certainly in recent times I've gone back and look at some of the past Joy history. You know, from when I was president, you know, 10 or so years ago. Actually, it was more than that.
Interesting. So we'll come on. I want to ask you another question about Joy in just a second. But the interesting thing I found, which maybe is relevant to this, is that when I went back to my diaries, there was a certain repetition of patterns of behaviour. So if I looked at stuff in 1 year, I might look at my diary 5 years later and almost I was jotting down the same thoughts and feelings. And therefore, as a person, there's a character that builds with you. And I think if you're starting to look back in terms of your previous...
There are subtle changes in how you interpret things, how you record them. My rule is that I don't usually write it down as it happens. It's usually the next day. And the rule is that I write it in if I'm... The place where I'd spent the night before, if I'm moving on from there, I have to do the diary the next morning. No, I write it on a piece of paper or whatever and then I transfer it properly, always with a fountain pen. But
I didn't know you were a fountain pen writer,
yes,
Macca.
For the diary, yes.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, where it changes is how you... You know, if you think there's a couple of events, and it could be a number of things that are similar, but sometimes years apart, how you record them and how you interpret them, there is a subtle change, and it's how you change over time. often they say, you know, people are very, very progressive when they're young and they get conservative as they get older. I don't think my political views have changed that much. What has changed is politics. So I still have pretty much the same positions that I had, you know, when I started writing this diary in 1972, which is the year I came out. So, but it does inform me because I go back and look at things that happened in the past, good things, bad things, and it informs me as to why I made that decision. Sometimes it changes my mind.
Now, I'm gonna hold that thought for a second, Macca. Talking about changing people's minds and indeed their hearts, I wasn't here last week. I took a weekend off, which I don't do very often, but I missed the special meeting that was held here at Joy with some of the members. How was the meeting? What was discussed?
It was actually held at the Melbourne Drill Hall, an appropriate... look, there was... I think there was about 60 or 65 members there, thereabouts. Myself, Priscilla, the treasurer, Mark Adams, a board member, Melinda Rich, board member. And it was an opportunity for members to ask questions and to put a point of view about Joy and things that had happened in the recent past that they were happy or unhappy about or that they had concerns about. It was more than 30 questions. Went for 2.5 hours. Look, it was challenging because there was a lot of things raised that, you know, had obviously hurt a lot of people or, you know, they felt hurt about. And addressing those and talking about the future and then... Sorry, and Ange Barry, our CEO, was there. Look, I thought it was necessary and I enjoyed it. I know most people think, well, why do you enjoy something like that? There were parts of it that were awkward and unpleasant.
Wasn't that part of the reason for doing it, is to and get those feelings and emotions out
and
discussed?
Look, you know, as much effort as I and other board members and, you know, staff members and key volunteers put in, at the end of the day, it is going to be up to the members to help us make Joy the organisation and the place we want it to be. None of us, you know, would have the position that everything is perfect. It's not. You know, we're financially challenged. You know, the culture needs some change. The engagement needs some change. We're, you know, we're working very hard on that, but it needs the members to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I reasoned and understood, as did other board members, we needed to have this meeting for people to give them the opportunity to raise their issues, which they did. My feeling is, since that meeting and even as the meeting progressed, that was a very positive experience. You know, that we do, you know, people really felt they were given the opportunity, you know, to make a comment. And we made a number of commitments and I feel positive about it. I feel really positive about the future.
Are you allowed to say which commitments you made?
Yeah, absolutely. I committed that once a month, for example, I would be in the station. It'll be the day of the board meeting for members. So the next one coming up is actually this Thursday coming up. I'll be here probably from about 3 o'clock, thereabouts. I think the board meeting's at 6:30. So I'll be here for a few hours. If members want to come in, they can email me, president@joy.org.au. If they want to meet with me and talk about some issues, good or bad. Also committed that we would hold, excuse me, post the next AGM. And this is assuming I get elected, because I may not. So if I don't, then I can't keep that commitment. That we'll have two members' forums where members can come and raise issues, and we'll give it a little bit of structure, but it's not about making it difficult. It's actually about giving people the opportunity. Ange Barry, our CEO, is fully committed, you know, to volunteer engagement and communication, as am I, and listening to the members, as are the rest of the board. So that's the short version. It is a commitment to listen and to engage. We're not going to agree all the time, but I hope that no one will be able to say in the next year that we didn't listen and we didn't engage.
I think another point, Macca, to make out is the fact that there's probably circa, I know, 300 volunteers who actually make Joy tick over on a day-to-day yep. basis. But so many more members out there, and surely the best way forward is for us to be greater than the sum of our individual parts.
Oh,
and I
totally.
Think that point of bringing the members and the volunteers together to try and make the station a much more solid place, a better place, it can be the only way forward.
And, you know, people that have concerns and people that get cross and people have been hurt, they've only been hurt because they care about Joy. They've only been cross because
For
they've
sure.
been disappointed in something that's happened. A listener here has said, you know, would you, Macca, would you consider reading out an abridged version of your opening address on air? Yes, I would. Look, one of the important things in that is I gave some commitments and Dylan asked me about that. There's a few others. But I also apologised as president. You know, as a friend of Joy, as a long-time supporter of Joy, where people had felt hurt. And I don't want to concentrate just on some of the negative aspects of this. This has actually got to be a positive experience. We do need to move on. We do need to rebuild. You know, we're going to be moving to the Pride Centre. That is a great opportunity for Joy, you know, to really be a beacon of our community and a support for our community, for everyone. And it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, Joy is our community's greatest achievement and our greatest asset. 25 years. And I always say it, just imagine if you turned on the radio and Joy wasn't there. People, something's turning into an editorial, people need to come on the journey with us, right? All I ask is, please re-engage. Trust me, trust the board, trust Ange. You know, we want to make Joy a better place. We want it to be the place you all want it to be. It hasn't been for some of you. We're determined to make it better. Please join with us. If your membership has lapsed, rejoin. Right, re-engage with the station. And the other commitment I gave is that in a year's time at the next AGM, if we haven't made really significant improvements on our culture and our engagement and our communication and our finances at the next AGM, I'll be stepping down because I'm giving myself a year and a bit to get those things underway and achieve them. And if I can't, well, I'll move on.
Macca, a lot of commitments there, and I'm sure you're going to do a sterling job. We all love Joy and we want to make sure
yes.
it's going to be a better station. So that's in our hands to deliver, not just you, but I think it's on all
everyone,
of our shoulders.
Everyone.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.